Following is a special presentation of sports.kbec.com. Welcome to the Press Box with Brian Stevens and Seth Sims. The Press Box will focus primarily on Ellis County High School athletic programs. Be ready to call in at 972-923-1390 or 972-938-1390. Brought to you by Dr. Mark Rue and Dr. Josh McSpadden with Waxahachie Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the Stevens Team at Legacy Realty, and FBM Construction. And now, here's tonight's show.
Well, hello, friends. It's the Press Box again. We're here every Monday night from 6 to 7. Well, we're here as long as they let us. So we've had almost, I think last week was 1 year. So this is 1 year and 1 week. So they've let us for 1 week, 1 year, 1 week. And we'll see about next week.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
It's nice to see you.
Hello, darling.
Show number 53.
That's right. But we want to thank y'all for all y'all's support over the years. I almost said years. Over this past year. And we look forward to another great year this year. And starting it off right tonight, we got a lot to talk about. We have volleyball.
Volleyball.
We got some playoff football and some extended football. Some teams that made the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right.
So action-packed. We're going to have Red Oak girls program on highlight tonight with Coach Darren Eubanks, Midlothian Volleyball, with Coach Sackett. And we're going to have the head coach of the Heritage football team. They think they had a good week, and so we're going to try to celebrate with them over there. And we also have the amazing, the wonderful Yo-Yo Dave.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, Yo-Yo.
Hey. Hey, how's it going, Seth?
Good. How are you?
And I want to just give Yo-Yo a shout-out because he is he's – I don't know Yo-Yo that well, but I can tell he's a loyal friend. And this is how I can tell, because he's wearing a Dallas Cowboys polo. And so that loyalty, that dedication to stick with you through and thick and thin, just by him wearing that shirt, it tells me a lot about him.
I've worn it every Monday since football season started, except for one.
I've noticed. And like I said, you haven't stopped.
Yeah, and that's because it was in the wash that day. I didn't get it out, so...
Well, Yo-Yo, did you miss us last week?
I did. You guys being on location last week was it was tough for me because I didn't get to look in there and see y'all shining faces.
And shout out one more time to not only Tacos for Life for hosting us north on 77 right by Academy in Waxahachie, but one more little shout out to Doe City, to Midlow H2O, and right. Rally House for helping us put that on. We had a good time with Red Oak and Midlothian. We were so sad Brian couldn't be there, man. How's Vegas, though?
I was throwing them dice.
Ruh-roh.
Throwing them dice. And so I thought
you were working. I thought it was a convention.
Well, throwing them dice.
Okay.
Too, yeah.
Okay.
At that point, when y'all were doing the show. Actually, when you were in the show, I was in the air. So I was flying back. So
throwing those dice is...
It's that good.
Throwing those dice is work.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
And so, if you're wanting to know where your interest rate money is going, it's
No. To continue to correct for Brian, it's, you know, when there's no risk in the market for housing right now.
Oh, gosh. Don't say that.
Okay.
You go to Vegas.
Gosh. Don't say that, please. Knock on wood somewhere.
I'm just wondering how come they didn't put him in quarantine coming back.
Easy. He is. He's actually not with us right now.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
actually,
I thought maybe
broadcasting from my house.
I thought maybe he made so much money that they said, "Hey, you know what? Just go on."
Oh gosh, that didn't happen. For sure, didn't happen. Well, let's talk about some sports here, boys.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's do it. What happened on the volleyball side of the schedule this past week, Tater?
Well, Lady Panthers lost in 5 to Joshua last Friday night. 20 and 25, 25 to 18, 23 to 25, 25 to 16, and 13 to 15. Lady Panthers ended the season 18 and 3, 10 and 1 in district.
Mm.
And let me tell you something, pretty good run.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we'll find out from Coach Sackett later who this bi-district matchup will be later this week. We've heard rumblings. We want some verification to go.
And then Waxahachie Lady Indians 16 and 5, 10 and 4, defeated DeSoto in 4 Friday night. to finish up district play. Lady Indians are locked in the third seed in Region 2, District 11, and will face off against Parker Heights at Whitney High School Thursday, the 19th, for the bi-district round. Tickets are available to family members only, but there will be a live stream on the Whitney ISD website.
Okay. Good luck to the Lady Indians. And again, we want to bring up, and it aired live kind of as breaking news, I guess you could say, as Tater got that interview last Monday. But the Red Oak Lady Hawks, Coach Hope Porter, they had a hard-fought season, but they will have to forfeit their playoff berth due to COVID-19 reasoning.
It's tough.
They can't get back on the court in time after they quarantine, so they have to. It's one of those crappy rules that comes along with this mess, but we wish all those girls, but especially the Red Oak seniors, the best of luck moving forward. I know this isn't how they wanted the season to end, but I'm sure, and just speaking from us, their family, friend, and their community is behind them. Best of luck to those ladies, and best of luck to Coach Hope Porter moving on to next season.
For sure. And we got some football to talk about. Before we head on to that, I want to also encourage you guys. We'd love to hear your voice on our radio waves here. So give us a call. Any questions, any comments, any type of sports you want to talk about, please call in. Our number is 972-937-1390. You hear the great Ken Roberts' voice. You're going to press 1, talk to Yo-Yo, and he puts you on air. And the caller of the day is going to – I'm going to extend this out again – is two free snows at Bahama Bucks here in Waxahachie. So the caller of the day, if you're the only call, you have a good chance of being the caller of the day.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, so 972-937-1390.
Or 972-923-1390.
Either way, if you call and it's busy, call 923. I like it, Seth. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so, but all right, we're going to move on, continue our Ellis County scoreboard. We've got a few minutes before we get on to our first interview. So we're going to start on with football. And the Avalon Eagles season came to an end, unfortunately, in a 51-6 loss to Abbott. This was their second time playing Abbott, but they did not make it past the bi-district round. They finished 4-6, and so we want to wish Coach Cole the best of luck. And hopefully, they had a young team, things are still going to be looking up. They made the playoffs. What the record wasn't where they probably wanted it to be, but they'll be back next year.
Well, you know who did win is the Italy Gladiators. They won. They took on Rio Vista Friday night in a bi-district round, and they won 28-21. They're going to take on Alvord in Alvarado. They're going to take on Alvord in Alvarado on Friday night.
And the Palmer Bulldogs, 9-2, 5-1 season came to an end last Thursday night at the hands of the Leonard Tigers, 26-20. Coach Don Waddle and the boys, best of luck to y'all, the rest of the Bulldogs, as they move forward to the spring and prepare for the 2021 season.
Well, guys, Maypearl, they had it a little rough on last Friday night. They made the playoffs, which Coach Reapy, the beginning of the year, that was the goal.
Yep.
They made it there, and then they ran into a very, very tough Malakoff team. They ended up losing 83-7. Coach Reapy has improved his wins each of his three seasons at Maypearl. So continue to look for that program. Good luck to Coach Reapy as they move forward.
Them Yellow Jackets and Ferris, they lost in the bi-district round to Sunnyvale last Friday, 38-14. But again, congratulations, Coach Lane. Your program fought hard this season. We're so proud of you guys, and we're going to look forward to next year on more improvement. And they're going to go a little bit deeper. That's what I'm going to predict next year.
Well, in Midlothian Heritage, 9-2-4-0, continued its dominance and added a district title by winning the bi-district game against Casbury, 70-7.
Woo!
And we'll talk to Coach Wig just in a little bit here, folks. I have some questions ready for him and a little bit later on the show. But the Jags will ride a 6-game winning streak.
I like it.
Okay, as they head into Paris.
They'll take on the Paris Wildcats.
Yeah, this Friday night. And that will be streamed on NFHS.
And so we'll get more details on that later on. The Red Oak Hawks extended their lead on the fourth seed in district with a 46-35 victory over district rival, the Avila Road rivalry, as we like to say, the Midlothian Panthers, who are 3-3 on the year, 1-3 in district. Turnovers would prove to be the bugaboo, the bane in the Panthers' side, as they gave away the ball three times, right, Friday night, Tater?
Oh, yeah.
And Things are not over, though. With three games left, the Panthers still have a chance to fight and claw their way back. They'll need a little bit of help, but they got to get those three wins, starting with Mansfield Legacy on Friday night. And Red Oak is still within shot of a district championship as well, as they'll take on district-leading Mansfield Summit.
And I want to throw this one in there. Anything's possible with that Red Oak line.
Yep.
Big boys, beasts. Pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Pancakes for days.
Well, speaking of pancakes, a good line, too. They have every part of their position on this football team is great. The Ennis Lions dominated again in a victory, and they're making me look good when I said they're not going to lose a game all year. I still believe it. They were up 28-0 in the first quarter, and they never even let up. Ended up beating the Forney Yellow Jackets 70-7. This is a crazy stat from this game, guys, is the Lions outgained Forney 392-76. So when I say they have a great squad on both sides of the ball, that right there shows it. This Friday night, they're going to take on North Forney Falcons, who are also undefeated. So the battle of undefeateds. So it's going to be Ennis is by far their toughest matchup, but we'll see who prevails there on Friday night. Also, I'll take this one because I was there, Waxahachie Indians. I want to congratulate this program. Their first playoff berth in 6A history as they've defeated Mansfield 21-7. Congratulations to Waxahachie. They have a couple more games to go, but they did secure their spot in playoff. Again, 6A playoffs here. The District of Doom, and who would have thought Waxahachie would be one of the playoff teams, but there they sit.
And to round out the Ellis County scoreboard, for Yo-Yo Dave, the Burleson Elks defeated Everman 42-32. They currently sit third in district play with one to go.
All right.
Now, they do have to play Alito, but still.
Hey.
That's, you know, that's for you, Yo-Yo.
I got a story about the Everman bonfire. We played them at homecoming. I don't know how it happened, but their bonfire got started a little bit early. I don't know anything about it.
Nothing about that. That's good. And so that was our Ellis County scoreboard. We appreciate all you guys turning in. Again, if you got any questions, give us a call. But we're going to move on to our first interview of the season, the night. And it will be with Red Oaks girls basketball head coach Darren Eubanks, Anaya Johnson, and Brianna Davis. Coach Eubanks, how are you doing this evening? Good. We appreciate you waiting for us there for a second. We didn't want to keep you any longer. So jumping in, I got to ask, I bet you never thought you'd be saying this, but how good is it after everything going on in the outside world, is it to be out there playing on the hardwood again?
But being able to get out there now, man, it's been awesome. And we're just trying to take advantage of it.
Well, Coach, you had a good run last season. Before we get to the girls you got this year, talk about that senior class. You had an undefeated run in district. You went to the fourth round, ended up losing to Frisco Liberty. But talk about what that senior class meant to you and the development of that program.
Oh, man. You know, it was my first group. So this is my fourth year. So when I got there, some of those girls were on varsity, and we took – it was tough that first year. So I feel like, you know, we grew up together. So I hate seeing them leave, but I love the fact that they're in school. They're all trying to get their degrees. But Aaliyah Hart, she was special. She ran the floor, very tough senior. Micah Cooper, who's in Colorado, Pueblo, playing basketball – she was special, too. She could handle the ball and kind of take a load off of Brianna. And then also we had Michaela. Michaela Brown was a shooter, man, and we're still trying to find that role. So those girls were great, man. They did a great job while they were here, and we love them.
Well, Anaya, you're a senior this year. And, you know, with all the craziness going on, having a team leader, having a senior to step up on and off the court is important. Talk about that role that you have, that you're fulfilling. What does that mean to you? And what did you learn from the class going out?
From the class going out, I learned that I should be more vocal and speak what's on my mind in a good way so that they can learn and I can learn as well. And also, I think that I think that
maybe you forgot the questions. I'm sorry, there was a lot of questions in there. My question was, what does it mean to you to be a leader on this team?
On this team, what it means to be a leader, I get to help shape and, like, build up my younger girls because we have a lot of freshmen.
Right.
And it's good teaching them how to handle being on varsity and the pressure that that becomes.
Awesome, awesome.
Well, Brianna, as the point guard general command of the court, what can we expect from the Lady Hawks offense and defense this season?
You expect us great things, basically. Like, on defense, we're always going to play hard. We're going to press. We're not going to let the other team be comfortable. And then on offense, we're just going to try to execute, like, look inside for Anaya, also a lot of pick and roll stuff like that.
Well, Coach Eubanks, these two girls that you've brought with us, both Anaya and Brianna, can you give us a little background and what makes them such key factors and key players for your team and some of the intangibles that they bring both on and off the court?
Yeah, well, it starts with just them being here before practice early and staying after practice late. They're always the last two in the gym. There's a couple more girls that'll do it too, but they just work extremely hard. They both have great leadership qualities. We made them captains last year just because a lot of girls tend to follow them. Basketball-wise, they're basketball players, you know. Both of them will be D1 basketball players. They know how to put the ball in the hole, so they're just special. They're special people and special athletes.
Well, Coach, real quick, you were talking about earlier in that senior class, losing your floor general. Is that a role that you see Brianna or Anaya filling into and kind of picking up the slack, if not elevating that?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it was just a matter of time with Brianna. She's a point guard, and we knew that, but, you know, we had two point guards on the floor last year. So now it's just no decisions to be made. Point guard, get it, and we're gone, you know. So, and definitely with Anaya, you know, Aaliyah ran the floor, so now that's the role she has. She's running the floor. We're trying to get that ball to her. So, you know, they're stepping in those roles and doing a good job so far.
Well, now playing under Coach Eubanks, give us a little insight of what that's like. What has he meant to you as a player develop your game?
Coach Eubanks is, like, one of the best coaches I've ever had. As a freshman, I wasn't very good as a freshman.
Right.
And he told me that I was going to be great, and I believed it, so I worked on my game every single day with that thought in my mind that I was going to be great. And now I am great. I am good. I'm a good basketball player now. And it took a lot of encouragement from him and my teammates, and he really did a lot for me.
Well, Brianna, what about what has Coach Eubanks meant to you as well?
He also one of the better coaches I had, too. He also believed in me he had enough confidence in me to play varsity my freshman year. And I've been knowing him for a while, too, so I also helped also build a relationship. He meant a lot.
Brianna, I want to ask you, as the point guard, and then Anaya, you're going to help run the floor, but between you two, it seems like Coach is looking at y'all to be the main leaders on this team. What's the chemistry like between you two? And not just between you two, what's the chemistry like in the locker room compared, you know, this year's young, but this year in compared to last?
Well, first of all, between us two, we have good chemistry on off the court. We like hanging around each other. And also with our teammates, everybody likes being around each other. That also helps on the court as well. And between this year and last year, I wouldn't say it's much of a difference, just that we have a lot of new people coming in and we help them feel welcome. And, yeah, so it was an easy transition.
Awesome. And Coach, I have a couple questions for you on, as far as we know, we have Anayam and Brianna on with us. What other girls should be on the lookout for the season to have some breakout seasons? And then the second question is going to be, you guys were preseason ranked number 14th in the state and fourth in the region, which is pretty, you know, high expectation for you guys. Do you use that expectations as a springboard? Do you not even look at those type of things? You just take it one game at a time? Or, you know, how do you handle that type of preseason accolades?
So, starting with the preseason accolade, I don't even pay attention to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, you know, we've been ranked for the last 3 years, and it's good talk, you know, it's good locker room talk, but the truth of the matter is we know where we are. We understand what our weaknesses are, you know, and what we have to work on. So that number is just a number for us.
Right.
We feel like at some point we will be able to reach that number. But right now we're just trying to get better day by day. And we have a couple of young ladies, Amaya Bowie. She started for us last year, so she's returning, and she's special, man. She's her nickname is Motor.
I like it.
Yeah, she's special. So, and then also we have a sophomore that moved up. She's a 6'2", 6'3", big body.
Nice.
Her name's Michaela Ballard, and we expect a lot from her this year as well. And we also have some freshmen, Courtney Blewett, Rylan, Gilmore, they're on varsity. So we have some young ladies who we expect to do some big things for us this year.
Well, I love the nickname Motor, and I'm a big fan of nicknames. What other nicknames do you have on the squad?
My point guard is the General.
Okay.
Anaya Johnson is the Big Dog.
I like it. Big Dog.
And the Miss Ballard, who I talked about, we call her Big Bird.
Okay.
I like it. I like it.
Coach, I got a quick one for you, okay? With names like that, who's representing the most swag on the team? Come on now. Who's got the most
the
swag?
The Big Dog points to herself, so I'm going to say Big Dog. The Big Dog, she's swagged out.
Big Dog's got to eat.
Well, Naya and Brianna, I guess Coach is giving you nicknames. Do you have a nickname for the coach?
We do not.
No?
Maybe off the air. Off the air, maybe you can tell us.
And y'all just text it to us.
Yeah.
Well, Coach Eubanks and Anaya and Brianna, we appreciate you guys jumping on with us. Before we let you go, any last words, I guess, for what we can expect from the Red Oak Hawks this season, and then maybe what you would like? I don't know what the situation is as far as fans at Red Oak, but for those that want to get involved and get behind Red Oak Lady Hawk basketball.
We want to thank everyone for their support. We want to tell everyone to be safe. You know, we know COVID is real, and, you know, just praying for everybody to be safe, and appreciate all the support we've been getting for these years, and just thankful, appreciative and thankful.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. We wish y'all nothing but the best of luck. Hopefully we bring y'all back on a little down the road and we're talking about maybe a district championship. What do you say, Coach?
Man, that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
So thanks for coming in. We will look forward to getting y'all back on, and best of luck.
Thank you.
And there they go. That was Coach Darren Eubanks, Red Oak Lady Hawks, along with Anaya Johnson and Brianna Davis. What do y'all think? I think the state ranked is well deserved, right?
I think so.
Very well deserved. I was at that game last year.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a hard fought game the entire time.
Right.
They had a couple of biters there with Midlothian too.
Yeah. Oh no. Both games that night were amazing.
And so that interview itself was brought to you by Waxahachie Orthopedics Sports Medicine Doctors Josh McSpadden and Mark Rue. They are your preferred location for all orthopedic services, including robotic joint replacement.
They got robots?
Robots.
Man.
Sports medicine and fracture care. Doctors Mark Rue and Josh McSpadden are your preferred location for all. Again, all orthopedic services. Give them a call at 972-923-9999. Again, Mark Rue, Josh McSpadden, both doctors. Use robots, 972-923-9999.
So do you become a transformer, or is it morphin' time after they're done with you?
I'm not sure. You're going to have to go ask them. Okay. You're safe.
I was going a little bit further back. I was going, warning, Will Robinson, warning, warning.
Wow, that's way back.
I'm telling you, I'm old.
And so we're going to move on to our next guest. We're going to keep it rolling. We've got goodies now. We're moving from basketball to volleyball. We're going to bring in your district champs in 5A, Midlothian head coach Shane Sackett, along with Aaron Walton and Carson Curry. How are you guys doing?
Are y'all cheering for yourself in there? Did I hear some claps over there?
We're clapping for Coach Sackett.
Oh, I love it.
Nice,
there you go.
Nice. Well, Coach Sackett, District Champs has a very nice ring to it, and I know you're accustomed to winning. And I know the season's not over. You're looking for greater things. But how proud of these girls are you so far this season?
It's been a tremendous season so far. I mean, for the first time in school history, they get outright district championship to put under their belt. The season has just been – so much easier. As far as the gelling of the team, the work ethic on the floor, the competitiveness, it just all came together this year, and a lot of that has to do with our senior leadership.
And speaking of your senior leadership, you have Aaron Walton with you there. Aaron, I want to ask you, what's the atmosphere been like in that locker room this season? I know winning's fun, so when you're winning, everything is great. But talk to us about your coach actually used the word I was going to use, the gelling, that team, the squad coming together. How's that compare from this year to last season, or years in the past?
I think that we definitely have more of a connective bond between the girls this year, just because we've known each other closer, I would say, and had more time to be together and, grow as a team. So I definitely think that that's helping on the court, especially when we play together, because we understand each other better than we have in the past.
Well, and Carson, the job's far from over. Okay, what's the district title mean to you, and what has Coach Sackett's message been to you to move forward towards this postseason?
I think that district champions for us is just a big deal, because it's what we've been working for 3 and 4 years, as captains and as seniors. But I think just for the team, anybody at any level, we've all been working for it. We've all had the same goal. And that's not something we've always had, so it's really good to have accomplished, all one goal. And as far as Coach Sackett with the playoff season, it's, the main point that he's been trying to make to us is that it's, a new season. It doesn't matter how successful you were in district, you have to win each game to keep going forward.
Coach Sackett, I want to talk to you about your senior class real quick, and listening to these two girls speak. It seems like you've got a very good group. What have they meant to you? And then talk specifically about Aaron and Carson and what they've meant for the program.
Well, it's just been a special group. You have groups that, are talented, and they do well, but they don't do as well as they could. This group has been different, and when you sit there coaching like I do, and I'm a pacer, so I'm walking back and forth, and to turn around, and it doesn't matter if the starters are in or if the people who were on the bench are in finishing up the game, it's just as loud no matter who's on the floor. And every single kid basically has bought in to what these guys have been working for this whole time. So to see the starters get so fired up when people on the bench get in and are doing some good things and winning the game and winning the match for us. As a coach, you can't ask for anything better than that. To have all 13 of us now bought in to the program, to the system, and just buying into each other and fighting every single point for each other. It's a great feeling to sit there on the bench and see the girls do that. And I've had Erin now for 3 years. She's been a varsity member for four. I've had her for three. And to see her grow into the role of not only the 5-1 setter for the team, but the team leader, the quarterback on the floor as a setter, and see her absorb the game and kind of be that coach on the floor has been real rewarding for me, just for the fact that she's grown so much. She, you know, you're the young kid on varsity, and you get to be a little goofy sometimes, and everybody accepts that. And then as she got older, she took on more responsibility. Then she became more of the leader on the floor and dictating the offense. And she accepted that in stride and just really took the team on her shoulders and led us into this this uncharted territory for us for a while in getting this district championship. So she's become a great leader. And then Carson, this is my third year with her, and she is probably one of the most talkative players that you'll ever meet on the floor. And if people don't think that you have to talk in volleyball, then you need to come and listen to Carson, because she is always talking to her teammates, getting them in the right spot, letting them know if we've missed an assignment here or there. And she's able to do it in a way that's not condescending, you know, to where the teammates respond to her and they respect what she has to say, because she's seen so much, and she seems to get into the right place for defense a lot of the time. And so when we transition from defense to offense, you know, her digs are usually one of the reasons why we're getting there. So she does a tremendous job of being a student of the game and just working her tail off to get Erin the ball so that she can make a hittable set for someone to put away.
Well, ladies, Coach has said some pretty great things about you guys, and with those glowing accolades he talked about, and with your record, certainly he had something to do with it. So, Carson, since you're the talkative one, I want to start with you. What has Coach meant to you as a player and for this program?
I think that one thing that Coach Sackett has done for me is he's taught us, like me personally and all of us on the team, is he's taught us discipline. Okay. Like, him and Coach Hyde both are very much responsible for the way that we're able to focus in games and the way that we're able to, like, finish the way that we do. And they know the way that we play, and they know the way that we fight. And so I think just, like, them taking the time to get to know us personally and us taking the time to get to know them has, like, really helped us with the chemistry as well.
Erin, same thing for you. Coach Sackett seems like he's a coach you really want to play for. I'm actually jealous I'm not part of this little squad here. It feels like a family I want to be part of. So what has Coach meant to you?
Well, for me, he definitely was there when I was in transition from becoming a middle school little volleyball player up to a new next level of volleyball, and it was all new to me. And coming into high school and being a freshman and going into varsity, especially my sophomore year, he was able to help me become into that leadership role and really, like, help see different perspectives of each different player on the court and how I can move the players around and use that to my advantage on the court, and, like, being able to see the game from a different perspective. And it helped me a lot growing into the player I am today. So,
well, ladies, and, you know, Brian and Coach Sackett both brought up gelling, but the question I'm going to ask you is a little bit different. How much is the continuity of having the same coach and having that same language out on the court really taking y'all to that next level? Erin?
I think what you're trying to say is that it's hard to transition from two different coaches because she's the only one right now that actually had to play for two different varsity coaches.
Right. I like the stability of it so that we can keep this continuing. Like, we can keep building up instead of having going back to square one each year with a coach and it's been able to keep our momentum going up rather than kind of roller coasting.
Well, Coach Sackett, coming to you, y'all have a playoff matchup coming up. You got details on when that game will be played and who you're going up against?
We don't have any solid details yet. We know it's going to be Forney, the team that we faced in the third round last year. And so we are trying to finalize sites and times and stuff like that. It's gotten a lot harder for some reason to come up with some playing sites. There's some kind of illness or something going on
really?
That has been kind of messing things up, and people don't want to host.
That's
so
weird.
The gym space is not as available, but we're trying to get that nailed down. You know, we can play either Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, and it'll be somewhere around here. We know that, but we haven't been able to finalize that as of yet.
Well, Coach, since you bring that up, we look around the districts and the county, and especially in your district, we see what happened to Red Oak. When you're a coach and you're evaluating this, is it just kind of you put that in the back of your mind and you just move forward with what you got? Or has this season weighed on you a little different with the looming illness and everything else going out around in the outside world?
I won't lie. It's been hard because, you know, I've told these girls from day one, they are my kids too. You know, I have six kids of my own at home. And then when they play for me, they become my daughter too. And you go home from practice and you hope that, you know, they continue to do the right things. We talk about, you know, how careful we have to be and always, you know, wearing your mask when you're out in public and keeping your hands clean and washing after everything and doing all that kind of things. And while they are pretty responsible here, they're still kids. And you basically, you just have to trust them to do the right thing. And it seems like the way we've been able to stay pretty healthy this whole season, they've done a fantastic job of trying to make sure that they limited their contact outside of practice and did some of the right things for each other. Another part of their bonding, they wanted to do this season right. You know, we had senior night early so that we could award the seniors with their praise and their recognition for being in the program. They wanted to do it early in case, you know, things really got bad and we got shut down again. So we did that early. And then they just stuck to the plan and kept themselves healthy to this point to where we could finally do what we set out to do at the beginning of the year, which was win that district championship and then keep everybody healthy and keep them on the floor so that we could you know, have this good season and be 18-3 like we are and starting that next push for the playoffs. So I'm real proud of the girls for doing what they're supposed to do,
right,
and having the responsibility to do it.
Well, we want to wish y'all, first of all, congratulate y'all again on the district champs. Huge thing. Congratulations on that. And we pray that y'all stay healthy. We pray y'all stay rested and ready for this playoff matchup. And we hope to talk to you in a month or so and maybe talk about a championship, the big one. So keep your eye on the prize. Know that here at the Press Box, we support you. We got you. And whatever you need from us, we'll be there for you. So thanks again for joining us. And we'll talk to y'all soon.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all. And there they go. That was Coach Shane Sackett, Aaron Walton, and Carson Curry. We also want to congratulate, just real quick, we forgot to mention, but congratulations to Aaron, DBU commit, which I think we've talked to her before about going to DBU. But congratulations again, and congratulations to Carson Curry, Mary Harden, Baylor commit. It'll be fun to watch those Midlothian Panthers play some playoff volleyball. That was a lot of P's.
Yeah.
Playoffs. And speaking of playoffs, we're going to talk about some more playoffs, and we're going to talk about some Midlothian Heritage football. Our next guest, before we get there, though, because
before,
I'm forgetting this, the
backtrack.
Last interview was brought to you by FBM Construction. Right, Brian?
That's right. Guys, if you have anything you need done around the house, don't do it yourself. That's too much time. That's too much work. Call somebody to do any of those handyman stuff, or if you need to build a house from scratch or roof or HVAC, anything on your house, the guys over there at FBM Construction here in Ellis County, they've been helping us out since 1978. That's before I was born, so that's a long time ago. So since 1978, give FBM just a thought. Give them out. Let them give you a bid. Compare it, and I'm sure you're going to go with them. Their number is 972-865-6732. Again, FBM Construction, 972-865-6732.
And it won't be Womper Jotter Caddy Wampus when they get there.
It will not. No, okay. It's going to be
And they
prime.
Won't use just duct tape and WD-40, even though both of those can fix everything.
Yes.
But now, without further ado, welcoming in the Midlothian Heritage Jags head football coach and standout wide receiver slash son, Coach Lee Wigginton and Hayden Wigginton. How are you guys doing? Coach Wig, you with us?
Now, I just talked to him.
Oh, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, there he is.
We can hear him.
Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you so much for having us here. Here's Hayden as well. Thank you all for having us.
No problem. Thank you all for joining us. Now, Coach Wig, the last time we talked, we said we were hoping to bring you back on with a district title in preparation for a long playoff run, and it seems like you're holding up your end of the bargain. So I want to know, your guys just captured the bi-district championship on top of being district champions. How proud are you of this group so far?
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think I could put it into words, you know. Just dealing with everything that these guys have gone through this season, going through the schedule that they've gone through, and what I would say is one of the toughest districts in any classification across the state, and for them to just keep finding a way and battling to get them to this point to where they have a chance to go play a second-round playoff game, it does leave me for a loss of words.
Well, hey, I want to ask you, it's one thing to see your coach get excited and emotional on the sidelines, but when it's also your father, how cool is that?
Man, it's awesome. Not very many people that get to play for their dads, and it's just been a huge blessing to be able to do that.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine having that joy just celebrating together on the field like that. And I want to ask you, your dad slash coach, what's been his driving message to you as a player, but also as to your team during this playoff run?
He's been telling us, just be you, and that's enough. And that's really what we've been doing. Don't try to do anything special. Just be who you are, and you're going to win the game.
Well, Coach Wig, give us a little bit of a rundown of last Friday night's game against Casbury. What are some of the highlights that really got you fired up, and what were some of the things you guys looked to clean up?
Yeah, well, we didn't start real well. You know, offensively, we were sluggish first couple of series. Defensively, they were converting some plays, getting a couple of chunk yardage plays against us, and So the way we started was something we definitely have to clean up going into this next round. But after that, I mean, it was really every phase of the game was great. You know, special teams, you know, covered well, executed well. I think we set a school record for extra points. You know, defense played flawless. Offense scored at will. I mean, it was really probably the most exciting part about that game was the fact that everyone got a chance to contribute. So many seniors who've given so much to the program. Last time they'll be in that stadium, got to contribute in a playoff game. I mean, it was great to see the kids make plays in different areas.
Now, Hayden, you're leading the team in receiving yards, and it's not really even close. So you've established a pretty good connection with Dalen Rader. Talk about the chemistry both you have and how you've continued to grow as the season has progressed.
Well, he makes it easy. He's a really, really, really good quarterback. He puts it on the money every single time. But my favorite thing about him is that he can run, too. And whenever he's out of the pocket, he can still throw just as good. And it's just started out the season with good chemistry, and it's just gotten better over the games. It's been awesome.
Well, Coach Wigg, you get another swing at Paris this Friday night, and I know earlier this year your offensive line was not really quite set yet. You had some players come in and out and all around. But what's really going to be your driving factor this time around to help you guys get that W this time?
Well, I mean, you know, they're really a great football team, and their defense is just so tough. You know, just nobody really scores on them. You know, Argyle's one of the most high-scoring offenses in the state, all classifications, and they scored 21 points against them. You know, they had a scoop-and-score defensive touchdown to make it 28 points, but three touchdowns, and that's on top of Argyle playing incredibly fast, you know. So they just play good, sound defense, you know, and what we're going to have to do is just do the opposite. We're going to have to play good, sound offense. You know, we're just going to have to find a way to be clean in our blocking assignments. We're going to have to find a way to stay within the chains. Last time we played them, we committed a lot of penalties and got behind the chains, and it's tough to overcome long-distance yardage against them. So I'm just going to have to play a really clean game offensively. And then defensively, we gave up some big yardage plays, you know, and they're going to come out and find a way to try to create those big yardage, and we've got to eliminate them. You know, just got to make them have to drive to find a way to get points.
Well, and Hayden, what's the atmosphere like in the locker room this week? How focused and locked in is this group?
Well, definitely more than any other game that we've seen so far, just because these guys have already beat us, and that's just really driving us to keep our season going. You know, we need 5 more weeks and got to get through them to do it, so that's really the driving factor there.
I like it. We're talking with Coach Lee Wigington and Hayden Wigington, senior wide receiver. Now, Hayden, from a player's perspective, when you're looking at this team and compared to previous, where would you, I don't want to say rank, but in the past, compare them to what you've been a part of?
And we haven't had a bad team yet in Heritage history. We've had a ton of great athletes, and this year it's just the same, you know. I think we have a really, really good chance, just like all the other teams did.
Well, Coach, Hayden just mentioned a ton of good players there. You got Rader with an offer from MNU. Carson Walker is going to Houston. Jones is going. Got one from Northwestern State. Freeman to SAGU. I mean, Hayden on here with us. Mount Mary University, Hendricks, SAGU, a couple other offers. Cullen Stone, Valparaiso University. You know, just talk about that right there, and as a coach, how proud are you, not only academically but athletically, are you of these young men and how special this team is?
Well, you know, when you talk about offers, it means that the kids are getting noticed, and that's exciting, you know. And what makes it more exciting is when those coaches call and they ask about what kind of kids they are and talk about their work ethic and their leadership and what kind of teammates they are and those things. And that's what makes them an easy sell. You know, getting to be around them every day and seeing them, you know, this last 12 months, you know, you go through our boot camp program, which is incredibly tough. And then you deal with quarantine of COVID and seeing how hard they worked during that time and just chomping at the bit to get back together in person. And then once that occurred, seeing how they work and genuinely love each other, you know, what they do athletically is awesome, but it's nothing in comparison to who they are.
Well, Coach Wigg, for those wondering, we know y'all play Paris, but do we have a location where that's going to be on Friday night?
We do. We actually are going to Paris. We'll play it on their home field Friday night at 7:30.
Now, let me ask you this, because I'm not real sure on how that works. How does it come out where you end up having to go to their place? Is it a flip? Did you lose the flip? Or how does that detail get worked out?
Yeah, so typically you're going to try to play a neutral location, and that's what we wanted to do. We had a neutral location that was perfect. It was same distance for both teams, and they wouldn't agree to that location. So we chose neutral. They didn't have a neutral field, so they chose home and home. And we flipped and lost that toss, and then we flipped again and had to go to their place. So.
Well, that's all the more if you're listening right now, guys. And if your squad, your team's out of the playoffs, you're not doing anything on Friday night, we need you to bus up, carpool, wear your mask when you're doing it, though, disclaimer, and head up to Paris this Friday night and support this Jaguars. They need it. I'm sure they'd appreciate all the support they can get then.
Absolutely. We would love it. Thank you.
Well, Hayden, is there anything you'd like to say to the Jag fans out there to get them riled up, get them out there on Friday night?
Be there, be loud, be ready to see Jaguars win.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Coach Wigg, any details real quick before we let y'all go on maybe where we can get tickets, where the availability is? Do you know that information?
They send the link today. I think we have it on social media. It'll be under on Twitter, under our Heritage Football, but you can also go through the athletic office. They have the link posted through the MISD website. So it is up and live right now.
Awesome. And we'll help. We'll retweet that on our page and put it on our Facebook as well to get the word out there. But thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate you taking the time. And we wish you both the best of luck. And again, you've held up your end of the bargain. We'll do whatever we can for y'all. And hopefully we're talking here in a couple weeks with maybe a state championship berth or holding that trophy.
I just want to see somebody get a ring so, you know, they can go up to Jack Freeman and say, hey, man, here it is.
Hey, I just want them to beat Paris this week.
Yeah.
That story of how you picked the site fires me up. Just go beat Paris. Yeah. Go do it.
Absolutely. We're going to give it. We'll give it all we got, I promise you.
So, well, thank you, Coach, and thank you, Hayden, and good luck to y'all, and hopefully we'll have y'all on again soon.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Appreciate
yes, sir.
It.
There they go. Again, that was Coach Lee Wigginton and Hayden Wigginton, senior wide receiver from the Heritage Football Program. What do y'all think? You think wouldn't that fire you up?
That would fire me up. That fired me up. Just yeah.
Well, I want to stop for 5 seconds because Coach ain't going to brag on his own kid.
Right.
Okay. But that is one good young man right there. Hayden Wigginton is a darn good young man and a darn good athlete.
And so,
but I'd be ticked.
How does Paris?
You're a baseball guy. How many times has this happened in baseball?
I know, but and they're playing that game where they're taking the chance, they flip and lose, but I feel like that's bulletin board material. Y'all remember, did y'all watch The Last Dance documentary about Michael Jordan? And if you look, and anytime they talk about the greats, like they always, like they talked about on Jordan would come up with these sayings against people he was going up against that would drive him to, like somebody looked at him funny or somebody bought a check that he didn't buy and it just ticked him off, so he was going to beat him by 40.
Yeah.
I feel like if Paris saying, oh, we don't have a neutral site, we don't want to play there. When the flip, Heritage ought to be saying, okay, we'll play you at your home place.
You know, that got me so fired up, I want to go put on the pads again.
Man, I think you dominate.
I would pancake somebody, that's for sure.
They might have to triple team you over there.
Ooh, son.
Would you, the only person I could pancake now is the EMT. Come and get me off the field.
That's right. Bring the oxygen. I ran a play.
Exactly.
Well, y'all just get me hungry talking about pancakes. So I'm not stop off at IHOP on the way home. So
I'm going to tell you, we need somebody in Ellis County, a restaurant that would offer pancake breakfast Saturday mornings to all the offensive linemen around here. And there's some great ones. We got some really good offensive lines here in Ellis County. And let's find a restaurant that'll give them some free pancakes on Saturday morning.
Well, before we get too far ahead, that last interview was brought to you by.
By the Stevens team, guys. I want to ask you and just, challenge you. The end of the year is coming up, and, you know, sometimes people think the holidays, look, you know, we're going to just chill out and not maybe move. But it's not happening right now. I can tell you our plates are full, and we're happy for that. But if you are one of those types and just want to hang out and point to next year, that's fine. We'll talk to you and give you some information, and next year's fine. We're not going anywhere at all. So I just always know people always say, well, I'm not going to call a realtor because I'm not ready to buy or sell my house, you know, today. And we just want to give you a game plan. And we're really easygoing, non-pressure. Whenever you're ready, we're ready. So give us a call at the Stevens team with Legacy Realty. My number, my personal number, you can call or text me anytime, 214-463-9555. Again, the Stevens team with the Legacy Realty Group at 214-463-9555. 9555.
Now, well, Brian, let's talk about a little thing you got going on the interweb.
What's that?
A little thing with a little barbecue place.
Oh, my gosh. We're having a huge contest right now. You find it, and I know Seth's off Facebook now, so he maybe doesn't know about
it. I saw it.
You saw it. Hey, we're giving away, if you know the great Matt Pittman from Meat Church, he's going to cook somebody's turkey for your Thanksgiving. He personally will cook it for you. And you get a Traeger. So you get a Traeger and seasonings. That's a pretty good prize. You just got to find us on Facebook at the Stevens Team and like the post. And you just like it, share it, all the normal things. And we're going to give that away the Monday before Thanksgiving.
Awesome. Awesome. And again, before we move on, a couple shout outs. Again, Tacos for Life for hosting us.
Yeah.
Last week, North 77 Waxahachie just by Academy. We had several people that came on the show last week said they were pretty dang good tacos, and I will verify.
Well, Coach Limley swore by them.
And so there you go. So if you're out and about looking for something to eat, Tacos for Life. Also, if you're looking for any details on some previous games, the Waxahachie Mansfield games up on sports.kbc.com. Travis and his crew do a good job. If you're looking for some in-depth details and some more just blatant information, if you're looking, so Waxahachie basketball has come out, and we got permission to say this. You can't go watch them in person at home.
Well, it's all indoor. Well, it's also the volleyball, too. So.
Really?
Yeah.
And so they're giving 4 tickets per player to family members. So if you were looking to go watch Waxahachie basketball live, we apologize. But the good thing is that's what KBEC 1390 AM or 99.1 FM is for.
Yeah.
And so that's just a little note that
I
wanted to throw out there.
And that's just until Christmas break. So hopefully at the end of beginning of next year, that'll be lax, and we'll, because that's going to be a darn good team that people want to watch. And so hopefully we get a little bit better and the numbers are better and we get to open it up to the public.
And well, go ahead,
man.
Now, there's one other thing that I wanted to throw out there is you can find us at KBC Sports on Twitter. We have a Facebook page, and then you've got about 3 minutes, maybe two.
Need a phone call.
If you want to call in and win that Bahama Bucks deal, you can. But also, we would like, this is new. If there's a coach that you would want to hear from in the county, maybe you have a player that you know that you think, hey, this kid needs to be on the radio for an interview, let us know. We'll take requests. We want to be the sports radio of the people and get out what is needed to be heard. So if you've got a story or you got a kid or a coach that, hey, I want to hear from them, let us know, and we'll do our dangdest to get it scheduled and booked. That way everybody is informed across Ellis County.
You know, we've been having a little bit of trouble with some of the football players. We were trying to get Leyland Spencer on here tonight, but they're practicing.
Yeah.
You know, so
they got bigger fish to fry.
Oh, heck yeah. Brian, they got to hit Brian's mark undefeated.
It will not lose a game. I'll go on record again. I've been on tape a few times. Ennis will not lose a game all year.
Awesome. Well, before we get out of here, just a couple more points. I want to start and go back over here to Tater. Real quick, we had a county matchup in Red Oak and Midlothian. Turnovers seemed, like we said, bit Midlothian. But there's still a chance, right, for the Panthers to get into the playoffs?
There's still a chance. There's still a chance for Red Oak to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Both teams are – that's an evenly matched group right there. Score may not show it 100%, but no. You got to give it to Quintero and his staff for what they've been able to do this year. And it's going to be an interesting run down the last 3 games.
And it seems like that, you know, Midlothian had to go through Colleyville, Centennial, and Red Oak, that maybe their schedule kind of will benefit to go on a little bit of a run to close out the year.
And the big one for Red Oak left is Centennial.
And so, and then, Brian, we've got just a few seconds left, but any breakdown on Waxahachie? You know, we talked about them making the playoffs, but what was the crowd like out there?
Hey, actually, the crowd was great. The team was full of energy, and to see that those boys, who again nobody gave a chance to make the playoffs in that district, Tater actually, he said there's a chance, and so to see the Gatorade poured on the coach and the smile on those kids' face, it was pretty awesome to see down the sidelines. So
And so, well, we appreciate everybody tuning in. If you missed the show, it will be posted on sports.kbc.com probably around Wednesday. Yep. You can also find last week's episode where we were live at Tacos for Life. It's a two-parter. It was a two-hour show. You can find that there under the podcast page on sports.kbc.com. I'll turn it over to Brian now to send us home.
Can't wait to talk with y'all next Monday, 6 to 7 in the press box. Find somebody this week. Make their life better. Put a smile on their face.
Say bye, Yo-Yo.
Bye, Yo-Yo.
You've been listening to The Press Box on 1390 AM, 99.1 FM, and KBEC.com. Press Box is brought to you by Dr. Mark Rue and Dr. Josh McSpadden with Waxahachie Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the Stevens team at Legacy Realty, and FBM Construction. Tune in Monday nights at 6 p.m. for The Press Box on KBEC. And for more, go to sports.kbec.com.